This is a Discovery Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. With more people likely to spend time in space as we make plans to colonize the moon and even make trips to Mars, NASA is funding scientists to figure out the most effective way to perform CPR in weightlessness. Discovery News reporter James Williams met with a researcher who thinks he has a good solution. James, tell us about the solution.
Okay, well, I was at the University of Louisville, and I met with a heart doctor there named George Pantelis. And he was funded by NASA to look into the different ways to administer CPR in space. And currently, there are two methods that are used. One of them, and they both have disadvantages. One of them is, it's like a strap-down method where as soon as the astronaut goes into CPR, the other person has to like float over to him, strap that person, the person who's having cardiac arrest, strap them to the floor, then strap themselves into the floor after going to get the strap. So it's, you know, it's all this precious time is creeping away while he's trying to float around, get to the person, strap themselves in, and then get to performing CPR. So that's the first method that's currently employed. The second method is it's called vertical CPR, and they put the patient, basically pin the patient to one side of the cabin and then stretch themselves all the way across to the other side and use that as leverage to extend their arms all the way out and push and do the chest compressions that way. So like they're like pushing in on the chest from across the room.
So these are the two existing methods.
Right. And the problem with that second one is that if the person's not long, you know, tall enough to stretch across the room, then it doesn't work. And the other thing is that if you're doing it the vertical way and you take your hands completely off the patient, they'll float away, but you need to completely relieve that chest compression or it's not as effective.
Well, James, before we go any further, then does NASA think that the issue of cardiac arrest or administering CPR is a big enough issue to spend, you know, a lot of money doing research on?
At some point, there's probably going to be civilians in space, and they're going to need to know this. And the other thing is that, you know, most astronauts are pretty healthy people, so cardiac arrest is something that I'm sure they're potentially screened for. And what they're thinking is that, like, astronauts can get electrocuted, there can be like a massive cabin decompression. So there's things that could send these astronauts into outer space that's, you know, not associated with their physical health. So it is something that is going to need to be addressed at some point.
Well, tell us about this researcher and what he's come up with.
Okay, so the way that they test all this stuff, first off, is they go on these Vomit Comet flights, these planes that basically are able to provide about 20 seconds of weightlessness. So they've tried all these different methods in space or in the equivalent of space, and they found that this method called the backward bear hug method is the best way. And it's basically you float up behind the person, and it looks like you're giving them the Heimlich maneuver.
That's what I was going to say, it sounds like.
Yeah, but your hands are actually moved further up on the chest to where the heart is, and that's the way that they're recommending that NASA train people to perform CPR.
Interesting. It seems like a relatively simple solution to how to do it, and it seems like they've come up with the first two options are a little more complicated than that.
Yeah, and I guess they didn't say this, but I'm imagining that it's, you know, those look like the way that you do it on Earth.
Right.
And you can't do this backward bear hug on Earth because on Earth, I think gravity plays such an important role in everything that it actually pulls blood away from the heart because the blood would be flowing down to your legs. But, okay, you know, not a problem if there's no gravity.
Well, it's interesting. Yeah, it makes you realize, first of all, all the issues that come along with weightlessness, but then also the million of issues that NASA has to think about, whether, you know, it's medical or, you know, eating or just all the necessary human functions that NASA has to worry about.
Definitely. You know what? One thing that I thought was kind of cool about this is when they were training for trying these different methods, they had to try it on as if they were on Mars, on the moon, and then I guess like en route, and they can actually change the angle of the plane's path to simulate the gravity in these different environments. So you can like go up there and like order Mars and you'll get Mars gravity.
All right, Discovery News reporter James Williams, thanks very much.
Thanks.
And if you want to see the story also, you can go to discoverynewsvideo.com and check it out. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.